The Dad Business. And here is your host, Nigel T. Best.
Okay, we're back. Hello. Welcome, everyone, to the Dad Business podcast with me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, yeah, Jamie Best.
He's back. I can't believe it. He's back on the podcast. Where are we at the moment? Describe where we are.
In a field.
In a field. And in a field means...
In a field.
It actually means exercise. Now... Today's episode is all about the struggle, the dynamic struggle that we have as parents, dads, mums out there. You'll know what I mean. If you've got kids and you've got internet and you've got electronic devices, that spells T-R-O-U-B-L-E. What's that spell?
God knows.
Nearly. Trouble. Trouble in the form of, what is it, Jamie? The fact that you don't ever... want to go anywhere without some sort of electronic device, and ironically enough, that's what I'm holding in my hand as we record this episode. Whoa. But you want to always be on an electronic device, don't you?
Yeah.
YouTube, games. What's your favourite at the moment?
Games.
What sort of game are you playing at the moment?
Descenders.
What's Descenders?
A biking game.
Right, so this is where, instead of... Now, hey, dads out there, do you remember a few years back when you were a kid, you'd be out on your bike and you'd be building jumps, you'd be sort of digging something in the soil or putting a plank of wood down to try and do a jump? Well, these days, you're biking a lot, aren't you? You're on a bicycle all the time for hours. Unfortunately, it's on a computer game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now... You don't actually like proper bicycles. And no. I don't know why. Why not?
It's too much work.
It's too much work. Is it much easier to just sit there?
Yeah.
And do nothing?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the dilemma. And I'm interested to know...
I mean, everyone's done it.
Done what?
Sat down and done nothing. For at least a millisecond.
Well, I know that. But it's sitting down and doing nothing for... If we let you... It'd be 10 hours, 12 hours straight, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
So, during the week, you can't get up for school.
I'm probably get bored of it after about 4 hours.
Yeah, well, we know that's not true. Now, on this podcast previously, you've said that everyone should go to bed at 8 o'clock. Can you remember the last time you went to bed at 8 o'clock?
I coughed and I meant midnight.
You meant midnight, yeah. So you made a mistake on that podcast saying 8 o'clock. Yeah. Right, but this is the dilemma. How to get people, the youth of today...
By playing on games.
Yeah, not playing on games, but actually doing something. But here's the weird thing, Jamie.
Doing something is playing on games.
All right. Now, I get that. And I get that watching other people on YouTube playing games can be quite good. Yeah?
Yeah, because you don't have to do anything and you can just... It's pretty much like gaming without doing anything. You can just relax and eat pizza and stuff.
Right, okay. So if the food was pizza and the YouTube was on and you were watching someone else play a game, that would be happy days.
I wish I never said pizza because now you're going to make it into one long lesson.
That's the trouble, isn't it? Hey, dads, when you're trying to explain something to your kids, they switch off. But, you know, do you remember doing the same with your parents? Your eyes would glaze over, your ears would shut down, and you just let it all wash over and not listen to a word that they said, probably. But here's the thing. I've been thinking about this. Now, for me, I love watching sport. Live sport, competitive sport, and I think that's absolutely fantastic. And when it comes to a Sunday, so recently we've had the Rugby World Cup, we've had Rugby League Internationals, we've got the cricket on, there's football on every day, just about every day, and replays all day every day. There is sport galore, and there's even the darts on. We like a bit of darts, do we?
Yeah.
Now, when that's on TV and it's competitive, I absolutely love it. One of the most riveting ones recently was the women's golf, the Solheim Cup, a few months ago, where that came down to the last game, the last hole, the last putt. Absolutely superb drama. Now, most of us would say, all right, going to a football match, going to a sporting event, watching that, that's great, that's healthy, that's good. But when you think about it, that's actually just watching other people do stuff. And I don't think the fitness level of the average football terrace of supporters watching that, fitness level's not very good, is it? So, when you're watching it on TV, is it any different?
Sport on TV is how much I love YouTube.
Exactly, that's my point. This is the weird thing, Jamie. So in the old days, that was seen as being good, watching other people play sport, because you might play the sport yourself. These days, what do? You like to watch other people play the games.
Yeah.
And therefore, what's the difference? Do we have double standards? Do I have double standards? Because I will sit there for hours riveted by some sporting endeavour, some tussle to and fro, some dynamic unknown. It's the unknown, the uncertainty. Who's going to win? Who's going to pull, you know, something amazing out of the bag? It's that tension. You even feel it in the adrenaline. I mean, during the summer in the Cricket World Cup, it was just so exciting. Even if you don't like sport, there's something about the dynamic tension of two teams, evenly matched, which way is it going to go, that draws you in. And that's the same, I think, now with the kids watching YouTube. It's the same, isn't it?
I just switched off for the past like 5 minutes.
There we go. You see, this is it. I labour the points too long, too much. And it's only when he's about 45 that he'll remember this conversation and think, oh, that's what he was on about.
What conversation?
Yeah, exactly. But, Jamie, do you watch normal TV?
Sometimes.
But are you horrified with the fact that you can't sort of fast forward live TV?
No, I think that's really boring, because the adverts are pointless.
Okay, so for anyone out there marketing, so I also do digital marketing, and coming up we've got, have a look for it, the social media 5-day challenge for businesses.
I bought one product off an ad in my 10-year life.
Oh, what was that product? It was a Rolls Royce, wasn't it? No.
Sling sticks.
It was what?
Sling sticks.
Something.
Sling sticks.
Sling sticks, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So marketing does work.
Maybe.
But the problem for marketers and on the business side of things is how to grab your attention.
Yes.
Yeah. And why are YouTube videos so catchy?
Because they don't have ads.
They don't have the ads, but when it starts off...
They're like one every 8 minutes.
Right, but when it starts off, are you sort of thinking, oh my goodness, what's going to happen here? So when they're throwing basketballs off high roofs or they're bouncing things?
I like ones where they do triple backflips and stuff.
So it's something new, something exciting, something to grab your attention?
Yeah.
Right, there we go. So when you're marketing, it's all about that initial first few seconds. So how long would you give a video before you think this is boring and turn over?
I'll probably do a video for at least a good solid 10 minutes.
10 minutes before you switch off? Before you think this is boring?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you were looking at videos and you were scrolling through, which one makes you want to click on it? First of all, you see the thumbnail, the image, don't you?
Yeah.
So what sort of image grabs your attention?
Stupid ones.
Stupid ones.
There's one called Howard Trotter, which is a rip-off of Harry Potter, but his face was mad.
Right. Okay. And how long did you give that video before you decided, I'm going to watch a bit more? A few seconds?
No.
No? How long?
About... say good solid good
not long. Alright.
No, I'll give it about 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Right, if you turned on a video and it wasn't what you thought, how long would it take before you switched over?
2 seconds.
There you go, folks.
I only click on it by the thumbnail. It's like the saying,
don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Don't judge a book by its cover, but that's exactly what we do, isn't it? Of course we judge a book by its cover. And that's why so much research goes into making a book cover look exciting. It's tempting you to take it off the bookshelf and buy it. So in terms of YouTube, that thumbnail is crucial in terms of making you stop scrolling and clicking on it, isn't it?
Yeah, but one time I was watching a video, or I was trying to, and I saw the thumbnail and it looked really good, and when I clicked on it, it was bait. Clickbait.
Ah.
AKA really bad.
Right, and what did you think at that point? How long before you switched it off?
2 seconds.
There you are, you see. So you can't fool the kids. And who are the kids? They're your customers of tomorrow. So the weird thing is, YouTube is fascinating. It's enormous. It can draw you in for hours. You would watch it all day, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Providing someone brought the pizza to you.
Yeah.
And the watch times on YouTube are incredible. So your job when... So here's the thing, Jamie. The people creating those videos for YouTube, what they're trying to do is design a thumbnail that sounds really exciting or looks exciting, that makes you click on it, and then have a video that makes you watch. So that's what they're trying to do. Who's really good at doing that?
YouTubers.
Yeah, like who?
YouTubers.
Who do you like to watch a lot of?
YouTubers.
Yeah, name one.
YouTubers.
YouTubers. Is that his name? YouTubers.
Not who? You don't get what I mean. I don't get what you mean.
Well, Dan TDM. Dan TDM, is he one?
Yeah.
What's so good about him?
He does stupid videos.
He does stupid videos. He does high-pitched commentaries on
it. YTP and falafel.
There you go. There you go. So they have developed a style, haven't they? So you know what you're going to get. A Dan TDM video, you know what you're going to get, don't you?
Yeah.
And what is it?
For the first minute, it's about a long, boring talk of a game and what seed it is in Minecraft and stuff. And then it gets to the good bit.
Right.
That's why I skip, like, for the past 2 minutes and until it gets to the good bit.
Right, that's interesting. So you already have learned that the first bit, the introduction, is boring. So you fast forward that to the good bit.
Yeah.
There we go. But the key thing is, you're in control of what you watch when you watch it.
I'm actually not.
Well, you are, because you're selecting it on YouTube, aren't you?
No, you normally take me off after like 2 seconds. Apparently it's too long.
Right, okay. Now, okay, Dad's out there. How often have your children confused complete fiction with supposed reality? And I think there's a good example of it, because he thinks I get him to turn these things off, and I don't. Right, now we just paused because you got some... Oh, I saw it come out. Something in your welly on a muddy field. That is a definite. You need to lean on, hold on to someone or something, don't you, whilst you do it?
Yeah.
Does that feel better?
Yeah.
All right, so a couple of things then that you get from this and today's episode. And today's episode was really just talking about how people consume content, and how in the old days we would watch live football events or watch it on standard TV. Now the market, the younger end of the market, is they're looking for something that grabs you. So it's great old-fashioned marketing tips. The thumbnail is the grabber. The headline on there is the intrigue. It draws you in, and then they have to deliver on the content or people switch away. So in the old days when the TV, there was nothing to switch to, now the choice is so vast that you've got to make that absolutely superb, because people like Jamie in the next few years are going to have built up a sort of a library of what they've watched. And some of these YouTubers do get sponsored, they do promote things, they do talk about various games. And if that imagery and branding and positioning is done early enough, then sure enough, as they get old enough to spend money themselves, or we're coming up to Christmas to ask for Christmas gifts, it's going to reflect what their favorite YouTubers are talking about. So
money. I want some money so I can buy stuff.
And what would you buy?
Games and consoles and stuff.
Okay, and what would the games and consoles be? Would they be the ones that you've seen on YouTube?
Yeah, probably. Probably a Switch.
Okay.
Not a light Switch. What am I meant to do with that?
Right, so this is it. This is already...
unless I hammer it in.
Right, so we're already, YouTube is hugely influential. And so for anyone out there in business, you've got to think of those simple basics. The thumbnail grabber is super important. The title is the intrigue and the hook to get you in. And then the content has to deliver. And once you've developed a style, that's almost becomes your brand. And therefore that has huge influence on the people that follow and watch, in terms of their buying power. And this is why marketers will advertise with those YouTubers. Those YouTubers will be sponsored to promote various products, because this is what the market's wanting. I mean, Jamie does not watch normal TV, because the fact that you might watch a drama, this is why binge watching of shows is so prevalent, because people today, they don't want to wait a week for the next episode. They want to consume it all now. They want to be in control of it. And it is absolutely happening before our very eyes. And going back to the very first point, where the idea today and just now was to get out, have a bit of exercise, bit of fresh air. It's this thing of this quandary of spending time watching sport. Is that any different to spending time watching people play YouTube games? I'll leave that for you to decide. But it's a tough one, isn't it, Jamie? Getting you outside.
What?
I think that just sums it up. Totally switched off.
No, it's because you talk about boring stuff. I've no idea what you're talking about.
There we go. And I think that is the hardest thing for dads and kids, is to get on the same wavelength.
It's like me saying to you, blick blop, and you're meant to understand it.
Yeah, yeah, of course I do.
What?
Of course I understand that.
What does it say?
Blick block. Well, that's obviously you're talking about how to fix a washing machine.
No. I'm talking about... I'm cool.
And on that bombshell, this has been me, Nigel T. Best.
You called it a bombshell.
And who are you?
Jamie Best.
Jamie Best, as he nearly staggers into the field. Thank you very much for giving up some time listening to The Dad Business. And just if you've got the magic formula for helping you connect with your kids and get out there and do some stuff outside, fresh air and all the rest of it, I'd love to know it.
But, can I bring a phone next time?
Yeah, there you go, see. Can't come out without an electronic device. There we go. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.